The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. 12 minutes after 7, join the conversation at 770-5633. We do have some open phone time here for the next 20 minutes. We'll also be talking with a state senator and current, state secretary of state candidate, rather, Dennis Linthicum. We always kind of kick around constitutional things, things of liberty, stuff like that, and be quite interesting. I noticed there was some news that involved E. Warner Reschke, a state rep from Eastern Oregon, from also Dennis's backyard. And there was all this conversation. Oh, he was investigated, and oh, his Christian beliefs, and oh, we found him innocent of making a hostile work environment. It seems quite interesting that, one of the number one aspects of the First Amendment coming under attack here in the state of Oregon, and it had to do with his comments on Muslims and various other things. So I might just even ask Dennis about that. I think it would be quite an interesting conversation. It always is. The other thing is that I've noticed that the cities are putting up their calendars on Facebook, and you'll see the thing is that it's Pride Month. It's Pride Month, and an entire month for the Island of Misfit Humans, that kind of thing. And I couldn't help but chuckle over a story in the Daily Mail. Did you see this one? Idaho bar sparks fury for declaring June Heterosexual Awesomeness Month. And they're giving free beers and 15% discounts to straight men. And on Monday, I believe, this is the Old State Saloon. It's just outside of Boise, right? They're doing this. And they're celebrating Heterosexual Awesomeness Month during Pride Month. And, of course, the Pride people are just absolutely coming unhinged over this one. And Old State Saloon, by the way, in Eagle, Idaho. So there you go, Heterosexual Awesomeness Month, and they even brought this up as like, we have to celebrate the awesomeness of heterosexuality because otherwise none of us would have been here in the first place. And there were actually some gays and lesbians that were going like, hey, I kind of get this, we're down with it, right? But I guess, though, how do you prove your heterosexuality? I mean, is there a certain way that you dress, you come in, but anyway, I don't know. But needless to say, people are going after them, but they're having fun with it one way or the other. 14 minutes after 7. All right. Something which is not fun, and of course, Eric and I were talking about this just a moment ago, about the insurance issues and the high rates, the insurance rates. Sometimes car insurance has gone up at 20-25% on renewal time, all right? And you need a friend to help you navigate the mafia, as Eric would almost call it this, right? And so you need a good representative out there working to try to find the better deal for you, okay? Maybe there are no great deals these days when it comes to insurance, but I'll tell you, you'll find the better deals at the very least. With Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance, he has saved KMED and KPXG listeners lots of money over the years. Good guy, good people over there. And what he does is that it's not just one company. It's multiple companies. And one company may not like you. Another one might be able to cut a better deal with your driving record or whatever the case might be. Call us and then call Steve and just put him to work for a quote, okay? 261-5444, 261-5444. SkyparkINS.com. Once again, get a good deal. Find the best deal today with Steve Yancey at Sky Park.
At Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros and Full Service Auto Repair.
If your garage or overhead shop door needs service or repair, please consider American Industrial Door. They have experienced and professional technicians with a fleet of trucks that can repair and service any door or opener. And if you need advice or just have a question about your door, just give them a call or stop by either showroom. They've been your garage door experts in Southern Oregon for nearly 40 years. American Industrial Door on Crater Lake Avenue, north of Vilas Road, and on Union Avenue in Grants Pass.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hunter Biden's lawyers signal they'll strike from the jury pool. 23-year-old retired veteran of the Wilmington Police Department who thinks Trump, not Democrats, is a victim of political prosecution. He said Trump's New York trial and the dossier, referring to the dirty misinformation Russian dossier, made him believe prosecutors pursue cases for political reasons. Abby Lowell asked the potential juror if the Democrats are ever plagued by this, but the juror said he wasn't aware of it happening. Lowell later told the juror that he'd use one of his strikes against that man. Anyway, opening statements were delayed when five jurors didn't show up. Wow. Can you imagine if any of this happened in New York City? No, that's not going to happen there.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-G-O-L-D. That's 855-815-GOLD.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED.
You know, life's been too serious, so we have to have a polka every now and then. I almost make this like a dad joke, right? This is like my musical dad joke. Back with my Frankie Yankovic days and Grandma Protzek with her Kirby vacuum cleaner on Sunday mornings with Bill Sella Polka Bandstand on WKPA AM 1310, I think is what it was, in New Kensington. And this stuff would come out of the radio, and my grandmother is out there with the Kirby vacuum cleaner, back and forth and back and forth. 6 o'clock Sunday morning, and we'd be staying there over the weekend. My dad would always get it. Mom, what are you doing this for? This is my house. We called her Mrs. Clean. The house was always spotless. But yeah, I tell you, the Kirby vacuum cleaner at 6 a.m. was a bit much at some point. I have to admit that. And this is in honor of my Slovenian brother from another mother, and that would be Brad. Hey, Brad, how you doing this morning? What's going on?
Hey, thank you for sharing your history, brother. I mean, our age group has probably experienced some things that won't be repeated.
Probably not. Yeah. And I'm hoping that we don't have to re-experience the Kirby vacuum cleaner, you know, from the 1960s. Those beasts were heavy and loud. Do you recall those? Yeah. Do you ever have one?
Oh, yeah. No, but I've been around a few. They definitely were loud.
Yep, indeed. What's going on?
Hey, the reason I called, I'm listening to Eric, and thanks for having Eric. I think the guy's amazing.
I love him,
he's
too.
He's such a fabulous information, and he's just engaging. But it was just an observation. I had to go to Grants Pass this morning, and I'm driving back. I just got into Medford, and it just occurred to me as I'm listening to you guys, how many electric vehicles I actually pass on the freeway. And it is such a small percentage. I bet it doesn't even comprise 1% or 2% of the driving population. And that's including even like Priuses.
Well, that may be true for Southern Oregon registrations. I think statewide, if I recall, I think electric vehicles are 3-4% of total registrations. Of course, a lot of them are state vehicles, too, because they shove them down the gullet, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Nationally, I think it's 9%, and a lot of that is probably due, maybe I'm wrong on that stat, because I heard a town hall news story. It may have been in a different context, so I don't want to go too much. I'll have to look this up, I think, off air. But what would happen is that California has such a higher percentage than many other states, they have kind of driven up the overall registration. But yeah, other states are not nearly as compliant as the case might be. Okay?
Did I hear Eric mention, either was that or one of the other media sources you have on your radio, the resale value on electrics is just really taking a hit hard?
Yeah. Yeah, average drop is 30%. He has that in on epautos.com. We didn't have time to talk about that story. I thought we were, but we got sidetracked with all sorts of other things going on. Yeah, it's an article called The Next Hurdle. The Next Hurdle. And it's another hurdle that the precipitous drop in resale value of used vehicles, used EVs, much higher than even the gas models at this point. And so that's another hit for trying to get people to buy them because they realize, okay, I'm paying for this. And then it drops, 20, 30% in the first year. That's a big hit. That's a big depreciation hit. Okay.
That's huge. I mean, it's obviously, it's just another reason why the consumer is really thumbing their nose on the whole electric opportunity.
Now, to be fair, this may not be for all EVs. There may be some EVs that are holding their value better than others. But overall, though, it's looking a little dark right now because people have been kind of, hey, oh, you're trying to force us into this by pretending it's good for us, like making us eat. It's kind of like automotive broccoli. You know, eat your broccoli there. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Hey, appreciate the call. Anything else on your mind before we?
Well, just real quickly, in light of that, I know an individual. No, I think I heard about it. An individual just bought a Mercedes, a reasonably good vehicle, and the value dropped significantly. You know, the old drive off the parking lot scenario, but it was a big hit, 30-40%.
Well, maybe it's not just the EV side of it then. Truth be told, though, the one thing about luxury cars, the higher-priced vehicles do tend to take a higher overall depreciation hit than maybe more modestly priced cars. And it could be because a lot of times the people that are in higher-priced, more luxury vehicles, they don't want to use one. They want something that is reflective of their status. They want a new one. And so they're willing to pay for the extra high cost of the, of the 80,000 vehicle, let's say, rather than going with a used one. Okay?
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Appreciate it.
All right, appreciate that. Okay, we go to Lucretia, one of the few listeners who has her own theme, but I always have it up on the button bar. How you doing this morning, Lucretia? Welcome.
Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Want to twist your brain like a pencil, but it's almost.
Oh no! You're going to twist my brain. Oh no!
Like a whatever, one of those crackers. Anyway, you had a couple callers yesterday speaking at the end about the concern about the geoengineering, about the chemtrails.
Right. So it was a couple of emails that I had read. One person that was taking me to task for hiding the information, and I'm not hiding the information, but you know what I say. Is that if you're into this, take the information and go to your government and get them to pass some things like that. There was a town in Illinois that did so, I believe, that banned the chemtrails.
This is the problem. There's no winning. Okay, so right now, I mean, we have the Club of Rome wanting to create a global revolution by making climate change, global warming, famine, all this weather's disasters. A national concern, so international. So we all just listen to what they say. Problem is, it's all BS because
there is what now? I'm sorry, I can't miss that.
Well, you've got a situation that in 1970, both Illinois and New Jersey sued the aviation for the plane fraud that's what Jim Lee calls the plane fraud for all these what they call smoke pollution from the planes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, contrails.
That's what they're calling. But anyway, the IPCC, which is the Internet Government Panel of Climate Change, IPCC, wants to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you have the National Science Foundation in 1965 said just water vapor from planes will raise the temperature by 1.6 degrees Celsius and melt the pole.
Yeah, water vapor actually is quite effective at raising overall planet temperature.
Mm-hmm. But problem is, and they, again, New Jersey and Illinois sued the aviation industry for this, quote, smoke pollution in the sky. But Secretary James Volk tried to settle it out of court. And they Obama basically went along with this. At first, there was a lawsuit, and it was totally dismissed. So it's nobody's doing anything. I mean, it's September 3rd in 2017, September 7th, 17th, it gives, you know, what they were doing, and they just dismissed it. So people are
Do you think, though, that it's government's job to try to control the weather?
Well, you've got this new metal, the one cloud, the one flying by, because it's not just now smoke, just some biofuel or from, you know, gas and oil. You've got metals in there. And one plane can cause more warming. Like, if you have clouds over Greenland, you're going to melt the Arctic faster.
Okay. Let's say that the planes that when Leonardo DiCaprio gets on his plane and Al Gore gets on his private plane, and they're up there in the stratosphere or wherever it is in the atmosphere, and they're spewing all of this metal, and it's causing the planet to warm. Does the Earth perform better or worse when we get a little warmer?
A bigger question.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty big question. But when you look at history, the Earth has been considerably warmer than it is right now.
But you're wanting to go solar and you're blocking the sunlight. How do you go solar, get rid of all the oil and gas and petroleum? I mean, Ashton's trying to limit that.
How do you? No, I'm not. It's completely delusional. You're right about that. Lucretia, I'm going to say you're right. It is totally delusional. But all I would say is that the fear of the warming is just furiously stupid when it comes right down to it. That ultimately, a warmer Earth, now a warmer gray Earth, no, that probably is not as healthy. You know, to be warmer and then saying, hey, we're going to filter the sunshine like Gates, of course, trying to do and all the rest of it. That's not good either. I think we err when all of a sudden we decide that it's a government's job, or when government itself and the Club of Rome and all the other various conspiratorialist types that figure that they know how to run the world better than us and they would just like us to be their adrenochrome source or whatever. I don't know. But it's the whole idea that that they should be doing something about it, I think, is the root cause, the root core. I appreciate your call, and thank you for doing it, all right? Lucretia, I actually agree with some of that, okay? Let me go to line 3. Hi, who's this? Good morning.
Hi, this is Jean.
Jean, maybe I can agree or disagree with you. Fire away.
Well, I think you can agree.
We'll see.
It used to be that June was the month of marriage.
Yeah, that's right. June was when everybody got married, but marriage was that was really like, 1980s, right? So it had to become Pride Month instead, right?
Well, I'll tell you what Pride is.
Pride before a fall, all right? Go with before a fall. Appreciate the call there, Gene. Let me go to line 4. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Jim in Medford. How you doing, Bill?
Doing fine, Jim. What's on your mind, huh?
Well, I just wanted to say, I think it's your show that I've heard, I listen to so many of them during the day since I'm retired, that had some scientists or somebody on there about, you know, telling the real story behind this global warming crap. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, is there anybody you can get on there that I'd like to know where they, like in the White House, where they are getting their information that this is getting bad? I mean, you never hear them backing anything up with anything. They just want to start changing this, changing that.
It's not about what is driving them to say it's bad. It's declared bad because the goal is the revolution. The goal is to shut down society. The goal is to deindustrialize, except for the elite. And they're pretty open about it. It's kind of like Obama a few years ago saying, the price of electricity is needfully going to have to triple. You remember when he said that a number of years ago?
Yeah.
And that has been talked about. And now they want to put transportation on a tripled cost of power, too. Oh, that's going to work out really well, Jim. And it's about the revolution. It's about the control grid. And a lot of people at this point are still believing that state religion that somehow a slightly warmer Earth is going to kill us all. When the history of the actual climate here, when you look back at even just, you know, over the last few thousand years, humans do much better and we grow much more food and we're much more content when we're a little warmer than when we're sitting around there fighting over scraps on the glacier Okay? That kind of thing.
This is true.
All right. And by the way, the person I'm speaking about is Gregory Wrightstone, and he has a new version or a new book out there called A Convenient Warming, and I think we'll get him on in the next few days. It's been a few days since we talked to him. Gregory Wrightstone, a geologist, looks through the history of not just the Earth, but also the climate on the Earth there, and makes some really good sense. Jim, appreciate the call. 731.
American Rancher Garage services most vehicles and offers state-of-the-art amenities, affordable pricing, and prompt service you can trust. If you're looking for a reliable, full-service automotive repair shop that provides old-fashioned service to keep you and your busy life moving, you've found it right here, just across the street from Elmer's on Biddle. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Longer days and warming weather means more time outside. Terra Firma Foundation Systems wants you to know if your outdoor patio is uneven, cracked, settling, or separating, Terra Firma can help. Restore your sunken concrete in just a few hours. The foam technology settles underneath and lifts your concrete. It's fast and affordable and improves the look and safety of your patios and pathways. Get your outdoor spaces ready with Terra Firma. Visit GoTerraFirma.com. That's GoTerraFirma.com. CCB 173-547.
Summertime is truck time in Southern Oregon, so I'm going to keep the $4.45 a month deal going on Ford F-150s. Joel here at Butler Ford and Truck Center. Tow the boat or camper for only $4.45 a month and a new Ford F-150. Go haying, hunting, or hauling for only $4.45 a month and a new Ford F-150. Whatever you do in your truck, make sure you do it in one from Butler Ford and Truck Center, where I'll show you how to lease a brand new Ford F-150 for only $4.45 a month. And let's talk about Ford certified pre-owned vehicles. We're the dealership that sells any make and model as Ford Blue certified. Ford backs up these pre-owned vehicles with a comprehensive warranty and roadside assistance. Butler says yes to easy financing to everyone. Butler says yes to $4.45 a month on a new F-150. And Butler says yes to certified pre-owned vehicles with warranty. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where you know we've got your truck, your SUV, your certified pre-owned hybrid and electric vehicle.
36-month lease payments and 7,500 miles per year with 7,500 cash or trade to a semi, excluding tax, license, title, and 250 dealer dock fee on vehicle with cap cost of $42,884. Approved financing through Ford Credit. Offer expires 7/9/24.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your work truck and van headquarters. Proudly offering Adrian Steel interior shelving packages, partitions, and the best ladder racks in the business. Integrate a bed slide or decked drawer system to boost your efficiency. Also featuring the largest selection of commercial fiberglass and metal truck canopies from leading manufacturers such as ARE, SmartCap, Century, and more. Come see Oregon Truck and Auto Authority today and take your efficiency to the next level.
The term for people who are both hungry and angry is hangry. Well, Garrison Sleep has coined a new word for that annoying, irritable feeling from spending another sleepless night on a crappy mattress. It's called slangry. And the only known treatment is a new mattress from Garrison Sleep. Our team has the tools and the talent to map and match you with the mattress of your dreams. At Garrison Sleep, we specialize in slanger management and mattresses too. Garrisons.com. We got your back. Literally.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Republicans and some Democrats unhappy with President Biden's plan for the southern border being denounced by those on both sides of the aisle. Republicans dismiss it as mere election year window dressing. After unveiling the border plan, Mr. Biden left for France, a state visit during which he'll mark an historic anniversary, the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings. Triple-digit high temperatures are spreading across the Southwest, across multiple states from Texas to California. Maricopa County, Arizona saw 645 heat-related deaths last year. South Korea says the U.S. has flown a long-range B-1B bomber over the Korean Peninsula for its first precision-guided bombing drill with South Korea in 7 years. On Wall Street, the Dow down 115 points, the NASDAQ 161 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
736, State Senator Linthicum, who is running for Secretary of State, he'll be joining me here in a minute or two. Also want to let you know that coming up after 8 o'clock, I did get a hold of Dr. Jane Orient, MD, from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS Online. And there was an amazing court victory for free speech and medical people and doctors, doctors who were being fired for expressing opinions against the COVID agenda, people who were fired for going for ivermectin or alternative treatments, all sorts of things. And it's an interesting story, and we'll share some of that coming up. It's like as serious as things are these days, serious as a heart attack, I'd like to be able to bring you these green shoots of how sometimes the courts are able to do some good things, too. Even if John Roberts in the Supreme Court is trying to tiptoe around here. I don't know what, by the way, that court case is going to go for like in the city of Grants Pass with the homelessness, but I guess we should be finding out pretty darn soon, all right? It's 7:37. Something which is serious is a heart attack. What has been going on with the dollar and currencies, the pressures, although the dollar's been showing some strength as of late. But gold is sitting there and kind of laughing at all of this and saying, long term, yeah, you go ahead, buy me. That's what's going on. And central banks are buying it because they're looking for real assets on their books. And maybe you're looking for some real assets on your book, too, instead of paper promises. Talk to Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers in Ashland at 1632 Ashland Street and 6 and G, rather, in downtown Grants Pass by appointment there at 482-3715. They will help get the physical gold and silver you need, or else maybe sell what you want sold at a good price one way or the other. Also, platinum, and they also work with people getting with collectible banknotes. They all sorts of things, collectibles and precious items and diamonds. They deal with it all. They're the recognized experts, one of my oldest long-term sponsors. I think one of my earliest sponsors when I first started doing talk radio back in the day, and they're definitely worth checking out. Jay Austin and Company, gold and silver buyers. Ashland and Grants Pass, jayaustinbrokers.com and fortunereserve.com.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Hi, Jason with Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros with more spring savings. Right now, purchase a set of four qualifying Yokohama tires through June 15th and get up to $100 rebate. Get an additional $50 when you purchase with your Tire Pros credit card. There's 14 different tires to choose from, including Geolander AT for your truck or SUV and the Avid Ascend LX for your passenger car. So stop by or call for details to save right now on quality Yokohama tires.
Hi, Dennis.
Center Tire Pros.
Johnny Cash recorded I Walk the Line in 1956, and this first hit of many stayed on the chart for 43 weeks. If you're having trouble walking the line because of sloping floors, or you're seeing lines in the walls and ceilings, call Millett Construction. They'll inspect your foundation and offer a free estimate that'll give you straight lines in no time, including fixing the water problem that caused the damage. Get on solid ground. Visit MillettConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Hi, I'm Jolene from Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
7:39, and state senator and candidate for Secretary of State for the GOP, Dennis Linthicum. Dennis, welcome back. How are you doing this Wheels Up Wednesday? What's on your mind when it comes to the race for Secretary of State? It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal, and I'm glad to be involved in it. I'm looking for support in all 36 counties across Oregon, and there's those up on the northern part of the state that are a little bit harder to make inroads into. People can go to electdennis.com if they'd like to contribute, and I'm continuing. I've got a couple of fundraisers up in the Willamette area, you know, up above, like in Oregon City.
Oh, so you're going right to the belly of the beast then. We're going to talk about these things, huh?
Well, yeah, that's where all the votes are. If you look at, my opponent, he raised all of his votes up there, and he's raising his money up there. And frankly, there's a lot more money up there than there is in Klamath, Jackson, Lake Counties, et cetera, where I typically navigate. I navigate in Southern Deschutes, Klamath, and Jackson now. I used to include Crook County and Lake County in my district. But these are small, you know, it's a one stack and pack apartment building in Portland will do this entire area in. So people, Republicans, conservatives, people who want a constitutional form of government, they have to get involved during this election.
And they also have to contribute. Now, as far as your funding for your campaign, I'm gonna get into your elect Dennis and get some money to you. I'll do what I can. Is there any way we can get you convicted of a felony so that way everybody can be outraged and then you'll have $100 million in your OrStar account?
right. I guess the best way is for me to say something offensive and have the ethics committee commit me, and then we could claim that I'm being attacked.
Ah, okay, yeah. And it's amazing what had happened. And of course, we're alluding to the Trump campaign. What ended up happening? Just astounding. And yet, the point being, though, is that hey, I want to see former President Trump become president again, but he's not going to fix the problem in Oregon. Let's be honest. I mean, Oregonians have to fix Oregon's problems, and there's many of them to tackle.
Well, yeah, and this is right down to the constitutional issue. You know, government has grown to be the be all of every aspect of your life. Let's get off into a little bit of science fiction type thing. If government, the United States was created to be like a self-driving car. So it just did its own thing, and liberty was the calling card. Liberty was the principle. But now, once you have a self-driving car, then, well, you got to drive on the right, and there's a white shoulder line, and there's a double yellow line down the middle. And so now we start making the rules for how a self-driving car should actually navigate. Then there's yield signs, and there's mile per hour signs, and there's curve ahead signs. And all of these things are there, quote unquote, for our safety. And yet what they're really there for is power.
Yeah.
And we see this over and over and over again, where it may have started as safety. And indeed, it was about safety, but what it turns out to be is money and power. I remember you and I are the last of a generation of individuals who rode our bicycles without plastic helmets on our heads.
Yeah, in fact, we would have thought that we were crazy in order to do this. In fact, I remember riding a moped. I got to put a helmet on. Yeah, that was kind of like the beginning of that sort of safetyism, and that was in the mid to late 70s. Here, it's only increased. And it's almost like the increase that we've had in safetyism has been commensurate with the reduction of liberty and the ability for somebody to have a good time out there, it seems. Is it just me, or am I just misremembering?
Yeah, I don't even think your comment, good times, makes it sound like we all want to be party animals, but that's not where you're going. Where you're going to is the ability to create your own life and engage in your own business and choose to do the things you want to do. And that essentially is what the founders meant by pursuit of happiness. They had to be just pursuits. They had to be legal and appropriate.
Yeah, it was the pursuit of happiness. It wasn't about the demand for safety in all things, right? You know, that kind of thing.
Right. And it certainly didn't include a demand for drugs and narcotics on every corner with free needles and free welfare checks and those kinds of things. It was pursuit of legitimate self-interest. This is why Adam Smith was such a good egg when he described the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. He said, look, we don't give them, they're not baking bread or making candlesticks for the rest of the community. I'm trying to give back to the community. They weren't baking bread to give back. They were baking bread for the prosperity of their own family.
In other words, the self-interest, and they're making it more difficult to deal with your own self-interest here.
And self-interest has become a negative concept, and it's really a beautiful concept, because this is what competition looks like. This is what a baseball team looks like. They're all playing together, but they're all trying to do their best. They're all trying to hit that winning single or the home run or drive in that RBI.
Yeah, you have a competitive society, which also ultimately makes it a stronger society. And I dare say that the focus on more regulation and more safetyism has made us ultimately a weaker society. In other words, you know, kind of scared, frightened ninnies, you know, populating what used to be the land of the free. We need to step back and get more of that back. And one of the reasons I think you're running for Secretary of State is to get this back to, you know, government's role is, as a Secretary of State, as an example, is to put the lines on the roadway for elections, right? You know, for the elections and also determining ballots, ballot titles and various other things, and to be an honest traffic cop in the world of politics, right? Isn't that really what this is about, running for Secretary of State?
Yeah, that's a great summary. It's like the reason we have a constitution and the reason we have these you know little pocket manuals, the U.S. Constitution, is it's the lines on the basketball court. Mm-hmm. We know where inbounds is. We know where the 3-point line is. We know where the free throw line is. We know where the key is. And we have rules associated with all those various areas. This is half court. That's your side. This is my side. The basketball hoop is always at the same height. Nobody gets to just move it around, lower ones for girls and higher ones for boys.
Yeah, but don't we essentially have an election system right now in Oregon in which politically, the lines get moved for political effect more so than just actual, voter.
Absolutely. And I think that's what's great about the Secretary of State position is not only can I pursue darkening the lines on the road. We all know what that's like when you're driving down the highway and all of a sudden you can't tell where'd that line go. Boy, that paint truck needs to come out here again. Well,
and I agree. But let me ask a question here, kind of with a specific of, because as Secretary of State, you would create the rules. You would have the administrative power of enforcing election law, but then you would also do this through administrative rule, correct? Right? That's how you would do this?
Correct.
All right, great. What could be done with a little piece of corruption, or maybe it's a loophole in the law, I don't know, that allowed a situation that happened not the last election cycle in May, but the prior May, in which we had aliens, legal, lawful aliens that were in Southern Oregon learning how to drive truck, and they were staying in local motels. And they ended up getting Oregon driver's licenses because they were going to RCC in order to become a truck driver, you know, getting the certification for being a commercial driver. And then all of those drivers, all those aliens ended up getting ballots sent to them in the election process. What could you do as Secretary of State about this open invitation for committing election fraud, as far as I'm concerned?
There is a requirement for being a U.S. citizen, but there's not a requirement. This is the tit for tat, legalese that is so maddening. There's a requirement for each registrant, I guess, to be a U.S. citizen. There is no legal mandate or requirement for the registrar to ask, are you a U.S. citizen? And the left has said that's offensive to ask that question. It's offensive to have an American flag over your shoulder up against the back wall.
Yeah, I get that. But, yeah, you're talking about, the left can say it's offensive, but what is the purpose of having people who aren't supposed to vote getting registered to vote and then being sent ballots? What's the purpose of that then? If that's
the purpose. The purpose is fraud. This is a free way to fraud. And that's why. But election integrity, these are just problems we're going to have to deal with.
Is that something that you could handle in the administrative rules process as Secretary of State?
I believe so. For example, I can stop the misinformation, malinformation, disinformation, warfare that's going on from the Secretary of State.
Yeah, that's the Orwellian department that they've set up, that program in which they're, we're going to monitor election misinformation. Oh, great. I want the state of Oregon determining what's a misinformation. They can't get their unemployment checks out to people, but they'll know what misinformation is, right? Jeez.
Yeah, and if you say I didn't get my check, which is a complaint, or if you say I don't think my vote counted, which is in a complaint, is your mindset shelved because you disagree with the state that says all our unemployment checks got mailed on time, and therefore your complaint is invalid, untrustworthy, and is nothing but malinformation?
All right.
And that's a dangerous place for anybody to put a government. And I can't believe that the current Secretary of State has done that by rule. She created a contract, filled the contract. It's in place right now. And anybody who has complaints gets pushed into the back of the room. And this silencing of public speech, this silencing of public speech, is only going to get worse if we don't stop it here.
All right, and you would end this program as Secretary of State, though. All this disinformation, in other words, you know, it's kind of like this Orwellian social media company that the state of Oregon seems to want to do. You would finish that then as Secretary of State. That's gone. Over.
I would finish that immediately.
Good.
I probably, let's clarify this, I probably can't terminate the contract. It has a termination clause of some variety, and the contract has to be fulfilled. The money has to be paid. Okay. However, the reports that are getting generated by this outfit do not have to be disseminated to all the key players. And if you're going to, this information can go into the round file instead of be political information that the left can use against those people who are just voicing valid concerns.
I also can't wait for you as Secretary of State to barbecue Blobby, that that Secretary of State childish creation. Oh, this is, you know, voting in Oregon is fun. I'm Blobby, the fun voting thing, or whatever it is. It's like, you know, what are they, 12 years old in the Secretary of State? State's office? Yeah. What's going on here with Blobby?
Yeah. Yeah. Blobby needs to get served up in a chef salad or something.
I agree. Secretary of State candidate Dennis Linthicum with me this morning. It's 7:54. ElectDennis.com. Let me go. We may have a question for you here, Dennis. Someone's been holding and maybe they do want to talk with you. Did you want to talk with Dennis, or are you on top a different topic? Go ahead. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Bill. It's Joe.
Hey, Joe.
I've got something that came up. I'm not hijacking the subject because it has to do with elections and everything. And it's really important to me, even though it may not be to other people. You talked the other day about donations and
yes,
on the Republican side of certain place where you put your donations in and 90% of it goes to that instead of the candidate.
Well, no, I was talking about WinRed trying to bypass the WinRed racket. Okay, that's
it. Yeah, exactly. So, example, I went to look on the Donald Trump site. I believe it was yesterday or the day before, I couldn't find one that didn't have that.
I know. They're all in on that. So what I'm suggesting, and what I'm going to try doing here, and then we'll get back to Dennis's take on it, I'm sure he'll have an opinion on it, is I'm just going to send a check to Mar-a-Lago. Just send a check.
There you go.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's what I was wondering because, I mean, I couldn't find anything. I'm going, well, what the heck's going on here? You know, you can't put it. And then reading deeper, they said that they only took like, oh, if you did $100, it was like $4.90 that they took.
Oh, yeah. It's not about the money, though. It's what happens with what they do with that. And what ends up happening, and Dennis, I think you could have a comment on this, is that they whore your cell phone out to everybody, and then you end up getting 4,000 texts. Like, I ended up getting another 30 overnight from last night and this morning about, you know, everybody else's campaign in the world, okay? So I'm trying to avoid that. Appreciate the call there. Thanks for making it. Dennis, are you only working with WinRed, or do you have other ways to also donate to your campaign?
I do not use WinRed.
Okay, hold on.
Account.
Wait a minute. You're not plugged into the new, to the WinRed deal? I just want to thank you because it's like, I know that money's the mother's milk of politics. I understand that. But When red, just like Act Blue, they take your phone and then you end up being peppered by hundreds of other campaigns. They whore you out. They sell you, everywhere. They sell your information everywhere. Okay. And that's a real concern.
It's a big problem, but it does take money to run a statewide campaign. I mean, people in your area saw signs for my wife, Diane Linthicum, as she ran for my seat because I was banned from the ballot. They supported her in big and beautiful ways. She won the primary, with 60-40% of the vote. She won with 60% to 40%. And the issue is about our future and the way the Democrats have engineered the process that they want go along, get along Republicans. They want Republicans who are willing to just fold on their principle because they bring money back to their district.
And that essentially is what was happening in the primary race here, in which you had the battle between, independent thinking conservatives and the donor backed, agenda based Republicans. I think essentially this has been a real challenge here. And I don't like this feeling that we've had to be at war with our own party over it. But, you have to call things as they are right now. And it's been kind of a sad situation where we find ourselves. But
and the unfortunate thing is when we're busy with these skirmishes, internal skirmishes, I'll call them, the left gains more ground. So what we need to do is stop this, join together, and battle the left, because they're the villains in this picture, if we can identify.
Yeah, if you can join together with Republicans who will actually battle the left instead of just, doing what the donor class wants, though. That's been the challenge, right? That's been this, and that's why
it's a big deal. Christopher Rufo has an article this morning that says the local teachers union in Portland is where the intifada begins with kindergartners, mm-hmm. because they're being taught to resist the Zionist bullies, quote, i.e. Israel's right to exist on the coast in the Mediterranean. I mean, this is an enormous tragedy right in front of us. And along with, these kinds of things at the political level, we see sudden death syndrome, skyrocketing around the world. And still Fauci gets on there and lies his little head off and goes about, and everybody's wringing their hands and they don't know what to do. I would know what to do if I were in that position. And so it's time that somebody with some strength stood up and said, hey, wait, enough is enough.
Yeah. And how about at the very least people that actually fostered this, like the Faucis, why don't they have shouldn't at their very least their pensions be stripped? Honestly. People that did that to a supposedly free people. That's what I would be doing, at least. Am I wrong?
No, I think that's right. Now we've got all these other laws. We've got these other signs along the highway that are telling you can't do that. You can't do this.
Oh, yeah. Everything's about protecting the corrupt, though. That's just it. The rules at this point in the game, the end game republic seems to be about, protecting the corrupt, and that the corrupt are able to keep their ill-gotten gains, essentially. That's a rough thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and so free speech for the average man is limited, but the guys in those elite positions of the hierarchy, they can do as they please, and nobody ever complains about what they're doing because they're all in the take. The media's on the take, they're getting funding for advertising, they're carrying the news, whether it's Fox News or CNN. CNN's going fast out of business, and just like you were talking about the Mail Tribune.
Well, the Mail Tribune went out of business, and it looks like EO Media is going to be in trouble here, too, in the state of Oregon.
That's yeah. And that's good for us. You know, we need somebody with some guts to step up and say, here's an investment I can win.
Hey, you know what I'm thinking? Hey, I just had a thought here, Dennis, and I know this is getting off the beaten track a little bit. Let's see if we can get a big backer and have Richard Emmons of the Oregon Eagle buy out EO Media and then run all those papers. I think that'd be great. He'd find a way to do that. Hey.
Oh, yeah.
No, Dennis, I'll tell you what. I know that you'd be a great, honest breath of fresh air as Secretary of State. ElectDennis.com, please contribute because it's going to take some money. And you might consider Win Red, but also to try to expand that. Because I'm not against Win Red. What I am against is it being the only way to donate to a candidate, which is what so many of the Republicans are doing right now because they demand so much information from you in order to donate. And if I go to electdennis.com, you're not going to be sending me 4,000 tech spams, right? I just want to be clear.
Well, yeah, okay, only 3,500.
Okay, all right, good. All right, just kidding. But I think that you would be a great deal. Next week, something I was hoping that we could talk about, because we're out of time today to do it, but could you examine the investigation of E. Warner Reschke? And the way this is being spun, the accusations of him creating a hostile work environment because of his expressed Christian beliefs, that's a big warning shot fired across the bow of the faithful, of the good ship faithful, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, very much so. That's a good narrative to refer to it as, because when drag queens are the thing of the month, and they can twerk in front of 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds in a library, a public library setting, but a Christian pastor is unwelcome to talk about the beauties of home life and marriage. Mm-hmm. Something's off kilter here.
Yeah.
And it's about time that the public said, this looks a little off kilter. What can we do to straighten this ship?
All right. And maybe you can discuss that a little bit along with more on the Secretary of State duties on next week's talk, okay? We've been talking to you on Wednesdays for a long, long time, even before you were running. So I want to continue doing that. Thanks, Dennis. Okay? Take care.
You bet. Thank you. And dare I say, blessings to your listening community.
Oh, no. Blessings. It's a hostile work environment. Just kidding. But thanks again, Dennis. We'll see you then. Secretary of State candidate Dennis Linthicum, current state senator. It's 3 after 8, KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KCMD Grants Pass, translator K294AS Ashland at 106.7 FM and at 105.9 FM, K290AF Rogue River.
What's for dinner? It's a question often.